This is the Medical Sales Guru Podcast. This is May Saroff, and welcome to the Medical Sales Guru Podcast, the free podcast for medical sales professionals. And I want you to know that even if you are not yet a medical sales professional, this podcast is still free. It's to help you along in your medical sales career or your search for a medical sales career with common sense, hints, tips, and techniques, and some changes in your thinking to help move your career forward. One of those changes that I would like to talk about today is a common question that I am frequently asked. It's a common complaint, a challenge, an obstacle that many medical sales reps see. It's when the sale of their product or service just doesn't seem that important to their customers. Now, we know it's important to you. If you're trying to sell something, it's definitely important to you. It's top of mind, but let's say you called on a doctor, and the doctor seemed to have some level of interest when you were talking to the doctor, but then the sale doesn't go anywhere, or it doesn't go anywhere right away. And this can be a very, very frustrating situation for the salesperson being you. And if you've ever been in this situation, and you have, I'm sure, if you're working in this industry or any type of sales career, it's something that is normal, it's something that occurs frequently, and it's frustrating. So I want to look at that today, because what I don't want you to do is I don't want you to become discouraged. It is perfectly normal, especially when you are dealing with healthcare professionals. What do we know about healthcare professionals? Well, we know a lot, but one of the things that we always know is that they are busy people. They have lots and lots of things that they need to do every day in their career. They have patients to take care of. They have administrative duties. They have continuing education. They have all kinds of fires to put out. Plus, they have personal issues in their lives. Let's not forget that. Just like you and me, they also have personal lives. They have children, spouses, family, friends, all kinds of distractions from your product or service. So it's perfectly normal. Let's talk about some of the things that can cause this distraction. We just finished the holiday season, which, as you know, is almost always, for most of your customers, a distraction to the normal course of business. Many of them want to get the year over with. They're trying to complete a lot of business tasks before the end of the year, tax time and everything. There are things that need to be done. So a lot of times at the end of the year, salespeople get deferred until the new year. Well, right after January 1, things still get deferred because things have piled up. They're trying to get caught up with patients. They're still closing out year-end issues. There's a lot of reasons that they have, legitimate reasons, for them not to make your product or service a priority. What other things happen? Well, let's say that your product or service is something new that is being added to the practice, something that they have not had in the past. What is their thinking about that, or what might it be? Well, if it's a product or service which they have not used previously, they could be thinking, well, this looks pretty cool. It's a nice product. It's a nice service. But you know what? I've gotten by without it this long. I'd like to get it, but there's no rush to move forward. That's the way they are thinking. Now, your customers, they have every right to feel that way. I think you'll agree with me on that. But let's talk about your job. What is your job besides telling them about their product, you know, asking the right questions, giving them all the data, showing them pictures, doing a demo, the whole dog and pony show? What's the other part of your job? Part of your job is to create the urgency. In other words, left to their own devices, if it's something they've never had before, if it's replacing something in their office which is not broken, they are going to take their time. So you have to create the urgency. This is something that I spend a lot of time covering in my live medical sales presentations and also in my medical sales online e-training. So if you don't know how to create urgency, you might want to find out, because until you know how to do that, things are going to go slow. Again, we already talked that other things take priority. Maybe one of the things that's slowing them down is they like it, they think it might be helpful, but they're really not convinced of the value. Again, that is your job. And the only way you're going to learn how they feel about the value of your product or service is if you're able to get back in front of them and find out what they're thinking, uncover their true feelings. Is there a learning curve to your product or service? Because I could tell you this, when you're dealing with busy people, someone who's slammed, just trying to get through every day, having to take the time to learn something new or to use something new, that is not very appealing to a healthcare professional. It might be their reality, but human nature is to procrastinate, put it off as long as they can. They might really want to use it, but that learning curve, man, having to have the sales rep come in and in-service me, in-service the office, ooh, that's kind of tough. Again, unless you could create a level of urgency, it's not going to happen. The other thing is that customers, a lot of times when they see something new, especially a doctor, they really do want some time to think about it, think it over. There's only one problem when a customer wants to think something over about your product. They won't. They might have good intentions, but again, they're just too busy. It's not going to be top of mind. And by the way, Patricia Fripp has a great quote. It is not your customer's job to keep your product top of mind. That is your job. So don't get discouraged if your sale is not happening as quickly as possible. When you've had a positive response early on, keep it moving forward. Have a follow-up plan. Re-engage the customer. And when you re-engage the customer, don't keep re-engaging them with the same information. Find new information about the product, specifically how it's going to improve their lives, improve their practice, improve the lives and the outcomes for their patients. Each time, talk about something new, something more, and try to keep the sale moving forward. Don't get discouraged, because when you're dealing with doctors, the sale oftentimes is not going to happen as quickly as you would like. Keep the faith, keep up the action, and good things will happen. Thanks for spending some time with me on this edition of the Medical Sales Guru podcast. I'd like to invite you to check out the videos which I have online on YouTube. It is under the Medical Sales Channel. You can use the search box to find it. And this year, I am going to post more videos than ever before. So stay tuned. Hopefully, you're on my email list, which you can find at www.medicalsalestraining.com. You could opt in for the list and get the special report about the big mistakes that medical sales reps make and how to avoid them. I'll keep you informed. I'll let you know when the new content is coming out. It is all free, my friends. And you can continue to grow throughout 2015 as a medical sales professional. But in the meantime, whatever you do as a medical sales professional, please don't forget this one very important point. The patient always comes first. Go out there and make something happen. I'll talk to you soon. Bye for now.